Good morning. Oh, that was a really abrupt cutoff, but that's okay. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Let's Talk Therapy. This is me, Rosemary Burns. I hope you had a great weekend after a crazy week. Okay, so let's get to it. I know today I said I was going to start, you know, like Therapy 201 EMDR, but given current events going on, of course, things change, although this fits pretty well with EMDR, so I think it will stay pretty much on topic, maybe a little convoluted, but bear with me. So lots of stuff that happened last week. Okay, so first of all, January 6th, that's my birthday, and it will be a birthday that I will not forget, probably, I don't know if I ever will. Because that's the day that Trump supporters stormed the Capitol. And they had to try to evacuate the members of Congress, the representatives, the senators. And it was just the best way I know how to describe it is surreal. I'm trying to think. I know that I saw a post on social media, and I also know that there was a protest going on in, so you all know I'm in Little Rock, I'm in Arkansas area, so there was a protest going on in Little Rock, and I also know that my mother-in-law and my aunt, her sister, were going to the protest. And the first thing that I thought was, oh my gosh, I hope that they're safe, because I didn't know where the violence was starting to happen. I didn't have the chance to look at the news yet. So immediately I texted I texted my mother-in-law and was like, I hope you're okay. Not knowing that their protest, I think, was already over by the time this was actually going on. So thank goodness everybody was safe in Little Rock. And then I turned the news on. Honestly, I felt like I was, almost felt like I was watching what happened on September 11th, because I was in graduate school when September 11th happened, and I remember, I mean, I could go into the whole story because that I remember vividly, but let's just say I, on TV, I was watching the news and I saw the second plane hit the other tower. I felt like this is surreal, like what is happening, and I felt the same way on last Wednesday. And so I was just like, wow. And so this is where it kind of comes into therapy and EMDR, because this is a traumatic event. It doesn't matter what side you're on, Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, in the middle, independent, moderate, whatever. When an event like this happens, something that is destructive and violent, and people were injured and people died. And it doesn't matter what the protest was about. If it is a Black Lives Matter group and it becomes violent, this, I guess the bottom line is, when a peaceful protest becomes violent, it's no longer a peaceful protest, and it becomes a traumatic event for people involved, people watching, people that were involved. And the fallout of that is and can be really horrible, because people can develop symptoms of PTSD from things like that. I also saw after, tons of back and forth between, of course, Trump supporters and then people who are not Trump supporters, because I won't even say that it's, Democrats versus Republicans. It's not. But after that, saw an amazing and, again, also very, scary is not the right word. Maybe it's eye-opening is maybe a better way to say it. So I saw a video that was made, or it was posted on TikTok. I don't know if you say posted for TikTok, because I actually don't have that social media platform, but it was posted in Facebook, and it was a TikTok video, and it was young people who made a video about what it feels like to have to do active shooter drills in schools. And it was amazing. I was like, wow. And the message was, because unfortunately the senators and representatives had to experience a horrible event that was out of their control, where they very much could have been placed in harm's way, placed in danger, that they know, now they know what it feels like to have to do active shooter drills. And I was like, wow, that's pretty amazing. So when I grew up, we didn't have active shooter drills. School shootings and things like that, as far as my memory serves me, didn't happen. Or they weren't as mainstream media, covered in the mainstream media as they are today. And part of that, of course, is because of technology, advancements in technology. Again, when I was in elementary school, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have, I don't even think email, and like definitely social media didn't exist. I don't think email was not until I got into college, or at least again, for mainstream, maybe like high, you know, government officials, maybe they had all that stuff. I don't know. I wouldn't have known. I was a kid, but I do know that we never had active shooter drills. I think we had fire drills and maybe tornado drills. Yeah, I thought it was great that they said, they were like, now maybe you know what it's like to have to do active shooter drills. And maybe it will lead to some good, good common sense gun laws being passed, or make the legislators think really hard about making laws for gun reform or whatever. Again, I'm not a politician. I don't know the exact words for that, but I do know that this video was pretty intense. It was really good. So, with that being said, it's knowing that these kids from, you know, kindergarten all the way up through high school, I don't know if they practice active shooter drills in colleges. But it's almost like they're preparing, even in preparing, it's like a traumatic event. Because who wants to think about a time where your life could be in danger? It's very, very sad. So with all of that being said, this is where EMDR comes in to play. So EMDR is an evidence-based treatment, which I have said before. Evidence-based means that there has been research, lots of research, to show that this type of therapy works for PTSD. And we've talked about PTSD. PTSD means post-traumatic stress disorder. There are all kinds of different symptoms that that need to occur in a person to be diagnosed with PTSD. So, of course, you can't diagnose yourself with PTSD. You have to go to a mental health professional or doctor to get diagnosed with PTSD. And then, of course, once that happens, you can find somebody who does EMDR therapy. EMDR therapy is weird. That's how I describe it to all of my clients. I'd say it is weird, but it works. And the reason it's so weird is because it's not like normal talk therapy. You don't just come in and sit down and talk to your therapist and everything will be all resolved. No, that's not what happens. EMDR is very holistic because it focuses on the thoughts that get stuck with a traumatic memory. Because, see, when something traumatic happens in someone's day-to-day that they're not ready for, or they feel like it's out of their control, such things as, like, September 11th, or a riot on the Capitol, or even could be something like a car accident or something like that, something that someone is not prepared for, it can turn into a traumatic memory. It can turn into symptoms because of how the brain stores that memory. So it stores thoughts that go with it that are maladaptive. Big word means kind of like that don't help you function in your day-to-day. So maybe you were in a car accident, and at the time of the car accident, it was, I'm not safe, or I'm going to die, or I can't handle this, whatever those negative thoughts were or maladaptive thoughts were, they get stuck in your brain with that memory. And so now, maybe 3 months later, when you go to drive your vehicle, you still have those thoughts of, I'm not safe, I can't do this. That's kind of how it works. So EMDR focuses on that. EMDR also focuses on whatever emotional overload. That's a good word. Whatever emotional overload gets linked to whatever that event was. So if we're talking about a car accident, so, the feeling of panic, the feeling of fear, that's an emotion. That gets linked to that trauma memory. And so now, 3 months later, when you're still thinking, I'm not safe, I can't handle this, you go into a panic attack when you try and drive your car. Those are symptoms that are related to PTSD. Then there's body sensations. So the body holds on to memories just like your brain does. I mean, it's all part of the same system, right? So when you might have been in a car accident, well, think about if you tensed up your muscles, like because you're grabbing the steering wheel so tight, or maybe you had to mash your foot on the brake. And so, you know, that movement, you know, can get stored in memory. And so that's why sometimes you can have, you know, lots of tension and stress in your arms and shoulders and neck from a car accident. And so the body sensations that go with it. So EMDR also works on the body sensations that go with it. So working on those three very important, if you want to call them all symptoms, that works. All of those symptoms, EMDR works to change them into one, the thoughts, into a more adaptive way of thinking about the situation. So maybe instead of I'm not safe and I can't handle this, to that's over now and I can move on. That's definitely more adaptive. It helps get rid of the emotional overload. So instead of feeling panicky, you will calm down and not have the feelings of panic anymore. And then it also will help get rid of the body sensations. So imagine the tension from neck and shoulders just kind of melting away. And I know that sounds like, oh, no, that's too good to be true. Well, all I can say is find yourself an EMDR therapist and go and try it out for yourself, because, like I said, it's the weirdest thing, but it works. It works. The reason it works is because it uses something called bilateral stimulation. And those are all big words, and that's okay. But bilateral stimulation just means if you had an imaginary line down the center line of your body, and you do something on one side and something the other side. So EMDR stands for eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. So they use eye movements. And for eye movements, it's field of vision. So you move your eyes from one side of your field of vision to your other side of your field of vision. And when you do that, what happens is it speeds up the way it's how do you say that? TJ, take that out. It speeds up your brain's ability to process through that traumatic information that is stored in the brain and get to a more adaptive resolution of it. And I'm telling you, it all I can say again is it's weird and it works. So I'm going to tell you my own story before probably what we'll do is next session I can get into more specifics on how exactly it works. Because, I mean, I can go down a rabbit hole and get all into, you know, neurology or neuropsychology and that kind of stuff, but I don't know that we necessarily have to get that far in. But I'll tell you my own story. So when I was working in a clinic, and this is a number of years ago, I'm trying to think how many years now, probably 5 or 6 years ago, I worked in a clinic, and I was doing, was I doing an intake on a client? I think I was either doing an intake on a client, or maybe it was his second time that I saw him. In any case, we did not have, you know, a strong rapport built because he was a new client. And I just remember that that I had the hiccups, and he actually said, he was like, oh, he's like, I know how to cure your hiccups. And he actually brought out a knife. And looking back, I'm like, and this is part of the trauma response, the thought was, well, I should have known better. As soon as he brought the knife out, I had much, you know, tons of experience being a therapist by that point. I should have known better. So that was, there's your maladaptive thought. But he was like, here, I'll tell you a joke or whatever. And so what he did was, you know, I'll help you make your hiccups go away. And he had kind of had the knife in his hand. And I was like, okay, you know, whatever. And he went to jab me, and I went like that. And but when I looked down, the knife wasn't in his hand. So he kind of did, like, you know, magic trick, sleight of hand type thing. And but still scared the boo out of me, and kind of came to my senses after that happened. And I honestly don't remember if my hiccups were gone. And I also don't think he actually meant any real harm. I honestly think he was just trying to scare the hiccups out of me. That's really what I thought he was doing. In any case, I still was scared and told him, okay, I appreciate what you did, but you can't bring a knife in here. There's no weapons. No, you know, I went into all that kind of stuff. Okay, fine. Session was over. No big deal. At that point. And I told, of course, the normal, you know, went through the normal chain of command at the clinic and all that kind of stuff, and told everybody what happened, that I was supposed to tell what happened. And again, nobody was hurt. Thank God. He wasn't actually trying to hurt me. But like I said, I was scared. So here's fast forward about 3 months after, maybe four, I started developing panic attacks in the morning before going to work, like waking up, feeling like I can't breathe, heart pounding, chest hurting, having to go throw up in the, you know, in the bathroom, just shakiness, because, you know, afraid to go into work. And this is months after the actual event happened. And I was like, oh my goodness. Okay. Well, here's the thing. And obviously, you know, I don't expect everybody to know this is what's going on. I've been a therapist for years. I knew what was happening. I was like, okay, I'm starting to have panic attacks. I need to go get some help for this. And so I went and saw my own therapist, and she was awesome. I loved her. She knows who she is if she's listening to this podcast. And we used EMDR to process out the event of the, you know, scaring the hiccups away that went kind of awry. And let me tell you, you know, it helped. I mean, I don't have panic attacks anymore. Now, since then, I have left the clinic, yes, and I have done, I have gone into private practice. But yes, I told you, the negative thought that was there is, I should have known better. That changed to, well, it's over and I'm okay. And I think I went, it's over, I'm okay, and I learned from it, I think. Honestly, I don't remember, but I know it's not, I should have known better. And like I said, the panic attacks are gone. And I really don't even think about what happened, except when I'm telling it, like telling it as a teaching moment or as a story, or, you know, as a testimony for knowing that EMDR works. So what did EMDR look like for me when I did it? I had a therapist who is trained in EMDR. And she, let's see, we used we used tappers, which tappers are, they look like little things that you hold in your hand and they buzz. And they also can have lights on them that help you do the eye movements, help you go back and forth with your eye movements. That's the bilateral stimulation. So we would work on what happened during that event and let my brain do what it needed to get to a more adaptive way of thinking about the situation. And once it got to the more adaptive way of, okay, well, it's over, I learned from it, the panic went away. My chest, my heart wasn't pounding. My chest didn't feel tight. I wasn't, no stress or tension in my neck and shoulders. My stomach, the nausea, upset stomach wasn't there anymore. Those are the body sensations and stuff that go with it. The fear, the emotional overload of that fear, it was gone. And like I said, I don't even think about it anymore. I certainly don't have panic attacks in the morning anymore. And so I think it's, I tell my story, I've since then done more work, because when you actually do EMDR, you can do all kinds of stuff with EMDR. It's great. You can do the traumatic events and stuff, but then you can go back in and challenge, core beliefs. You can really do some really great deep work with EMDR. If you follow it through all the way, I guess as far as you'd want to go, or you can do just whatever event is causing you the significant distress. So it's very versatile. Like I said, I am biased because it is my go-to for doing trauma work. I'm also biased because I've experienced it myself and I know it works. I tell my story, because it's just a great way to let people know that it works. It's a great way to connect with my own clients. Because they know, clients come in, they've never heard of EMDR. I don't expect you listeners to have heard of EMDR because it's weird, but it works. And it's a specific type of trauma treatment. And so unless you actually are studying it, why would you know what it is? But now you do. And so if you've ever experienced, a traumatic event like that, trauma is subjective. So you're the person who decides and if something is traumatic or not. You don't have to have full-blown flashbacks and nightmares, for something to be considered traumatic. Everybody's different. Individualized symptoms can occur. And so that's for you to figure out with your therapist or with your doctor. And then it's your decision if you want to find an EMDR-trained therapist. And we've talked about that before. And I will also say that there is definitely a difference between an EMDR therapist who has just been trained, like have just gone through their basic one and two trainings, because that's all that's required to actually use EMDR. So there's a difference between that level of a EMDR trained therapist and then somebody who goes on and gets their certification or gets their consultant status. Because when someone actually gets certified or gets to be a consultant, that they are required to continue education, take trainings, go to seminars. They have to keep that up in order to maintain the certification. So that they're always learning. They're always trying to make their skills better. And that is very important, because if somebody does EMDR that doesn't know what they're doing, there could be harm done to the client. And, that's something I take very seriously as a clinician. So that being said, I think that's a good place to stop for today. Because again, I can go on and on and on about EMDR. I've definitely drank the Kool-Aid when it comes to EMDR. And like I said, it's because I have firsthand experience with it.
I think it is just the go-to. It's my go-to. I should say it that way. It is my go-to for trauma treatment. I have it in my, now I don't know every single kind of trauma treatment. So I'm not going to say, you know, it is the best one ever. I can't say that. For me and for what I have learned, in my career, it is the best one for me. And then, like I said, if you have ever experienced a traumatic event that you need help with, find a good EMDR therapist. It is absolutely worth it, in my clinical opinion, and in my personal opinion. So next time, since we don't have to, hopefully there will not be another serious event. I am kind of worried about the inauguration. I hope everything goes smoothly. Remember, violence, any kind of violence is not the answer. It's just not the answer. Harming your fellow man, women, child, anybody is not okay. Damaging property in any way, shape, or form. No, that's not okay. If you want to get out there and shout that you disagree with this, you're more than welcome to do so. So let's hopefully keep everything safe and, you know, just make it through it. I kind of got my train of thought just for a second right there. But next time, we can go more in depth on how EMDR works, how it's set up, how it kind of progresses into helping someone heal and get through a traumatic event. I think that would be really good, unless something else crazy comes up. But again, we hope not. So I wish you all to have a wonderful week. And I hope you have all kinds of blessings this week, and I will see you next time.